This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac, a stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's a big Bears news day. We are so happy that you have chosen the Spiegel and Holmes show to be the place that you are hanging out with other Bears fans. And maybe you're even doing a self high five today, considering the moves that have been made. If you are just joining us, if you've been at work all day, you'd be like, wait, what? When I left this morning, the Bears were a team that weren't really doing a lot. Well, bleep has changed since then.
Yes, it has.
Dahlman.
That was first. Tell people.
Drew Dahlman.
You were doing that. I interrupted.
Free agent center.
I interrupt again. Tell people, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lawrence. You got this?
And then after that, what else happened?
No. Tell them about Drew Dahlman.
You guys want me to go through these guys?
No.
Yes, okay. I do.
The Bears started their day. I'm the update guy in this studio.
Thank God you're here.
Look,
it's chaos.
They signed Drew Dahlman. They got Drew Dahlman.
Yeah, they did.
They started the day getting Drew Dahlman, signing the center to a 3-year, $42 million deal. The Bears then got a defensive end. They signed Dayo Odengbo. Got it. They also signed defensive tackle Grady Jarrett. So that is what the Bears have done today. With the signing the center, I mean, I was 50-50 on whether or not they would do that. They made the splash with Joe Tooney, to a lesser degree Jonah Jackson, and then they went out and got the exact center they needed. So it's perfect. The one I wanted to ask you guys about is Odengbo, because this is a NFL scouting projection on this guy is what this is. They are counting on him. Ryan Poles and his scouts have identified him to be a guy that they think can do better than what he has already done. 3 sacks in 17 games last year. The best he has done in his 4-year career was 8 sacks in 2023. So this, to me, is a projection signing. He will be the defensive end opposite of Montez Sweat. I do believe that he will be the guy slotted in, considering what they are paying him. But that one is interesting to me.
NFL guy told me this when I asked about Grady Jarrett. This person, unprompted, shifted. And they told me a little bit about Grady Jarrett and then wanted to talk about Dayo and said, the guy that will surprise you is Dayo. just starting to come into his own. Ballard didn't want to lose him. Really explosive athlete.
Good stuff.
And then JJ was on the show. JJ Stankovic was on the show today. And he was saying, don't look at this as the Colts didn't want Dio anymore. That they are trying to bolster up their back four. And they did that. They signed Treverius Ward today to a 3-year deal. So that he said that he is a player that is on the rise. So hopefully he does reach his full potential here as a Bear.
This is the backdrop of all the moves today and over the weekend and everything is like the team building perspective of the teams involved and where their salary cap sits, usually how much they're paying their quarterback, all of those kind of things. Odengbo, 6'5", 280 with long arms, 35 plus inch arms. And the thought, like JJ shared, and now I'm reading other places, that he fits the profile of a powerful big athlete in the Dennis Allen scheme as a DN. Like when they had Marcus Davenport and Cam Jordan down there and got a lot of production out of those guys. So Odengbo could fit in that way. I don't think it precludes them from either another free agent edge rusher on a 1-year deal and or drafting a young edge rusher to go across from Montez Sweat. Do you agree, Rhodes?
I totally agree with that. I mean, it's going to be really interesting now. If we are looking ahead to the draft and that 10th overall pick, yeah, you could still do damage along the offensive line right there if you want, or the defensive line. And the guy that I've been saying all along, and considering the moves that the Bears have made, looks maybe even more realistic, is Mason Graham. How would that look? Like, don't stop now on the offensive line. Wow. Don't stop on the defensive line.
I just saw a flash on NFL Network. They did their top 10 mock of Lance Zierlein, who's a really I really like the way that he breaks down players.
Yep.
And I read a breakdown that he did last week, and Speaks was like, yo, like, let's get that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he has them projected the Bears taking at 10?
Mason Graham.
Gray Zabel.
That high?
Add him, add another one on the list of people that are real high on Gray Zabel.
Is that before the free agent signing, though? Is that before Dahlman?
I mean, it just crossed, so.
Man.
It would sound silly for anybody to get on these microphones or anybody listening and say, yeah, they're good. They're good.
Yeah,
offensive line is good.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm down with Will Campbell, of course, or like another, like a left tackle, but I don't think Zabel can play left tackle.
Maybe, and
I think
Darnell Wright can.
Well, I don't like that, Lawrence. I'm not down with moving Darnell Wright to left tackle.
Are you down with the sickness?
No, but I've always been down with OPP. You know that.
But yeah, they were here this weekend.
Oh,
that's Layla was at the concert.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sick.
I mean, how about the fact, Groats, that all of these acquisitions, the two guards in trade, the center Dahlman, the DT Jarrett, and the DN Odengbo, they're all trenches guys, man. Mm-hmm. It's all linemen. Like, I mean, we've been here before when it's like, oh, look, they got a tight end. Oh, yay. Or like, oh, look, they got a wide receiver. Oh, Keenan Allen, I'm excited. Oh, look, they added a kicker. They had whatever. Like, all these things. Every year for our entire Bears existence, the conversation is, when are they going to invest in the offensive line? The defensive line. That's where you would. I mean, here they are, like, actually spending money in the trenches.
Because they thought they could get away without doing it last year, and things felt pretty good. I fell for it. A lot of people fell for it. Fell for it. I fell for Keenan Allen and DJ Moore being together and Roma Dunze and the continually developing Cole Kmet. I even liked the idea of Gerald Everett last year. I mean, everything felt...
We liked all of it.
We liked all of it.
We thought the offensive line was overrated.
We made excuse. Right. I remember talking to people from Pro Football Focus saying, look, if you get an average offensive line, that's good. It's hard to have an offense. So it was almost like the Bears were buying into some sort of structure like that. They figured it out.
They thought Caleb was going to get rid of the ball quick, and which is not his strength as a rookie at all.
That's such a great point.
That might be something that as his career goes on.
He has to.
He profiles that way, but to expect him to walk into this season being the guy that he was at USC with all of the problems that you had as a team, I thought was folly by the Bears. I thought they didn't set him up to succeed. This feels more like, hey, Caleb, we figured out that there's a lot of issues here, and we're going to help solve some of them. You also have to get better.
Yep.
But we are going to make your life easier with the moves that we're making.
Now it makes me wonder, what will Ben Johnson and Declan Doyle and JT Barrett, and if you don't know, Declan Doyle is the offense coordinator, JT Barrett is the quarterback coach. I feel like we need to give their titles.
I think that's fair.
Probably for about the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson said the right thing, that they will completely build this offense around the quarterback and what Caleb Williams is capable of doing. Does this mean that Ben Johnson's offense for Caleb Williams will again try to have him be a pocket quarterback, or does that mean that they will actually get Caleb Williams on the run and ditch a lot of the other stuff that they were trying to do last year with Waldron?
It means that they're going to actually do what polls said they were going to do last year. You know, remember, like, we got excited at the beginning of camp, I know I did, when he said, and when it's time, be the special. But only when it's time. Like, he wanted him to rely on the talent around him, wanted him to, like, you know, be smart and be under control, and when it's time, be the special. And then the only way they could really get things done during the year was with him being the special.
Right.
This time they will run the ball. He will rely on the talent around him. It'll be O-line talent, and it'll be also quick hitters to that wide receiver talent as well, and more tight ends coming in. And then hopefully he'll only have to be the special every once in a while.
We saw it last year that Caleb Williams badly wanted to be a pocket quarterback, to the point where he was taking he would just sit there in the pocket and allow himself to become overcome by two or three guys coming in to sack him. So now, especially with that interior with Tooney and Jackson and now Dahlman, you can do different things, and it's going to be up to less excuses for Caleb Williams going into this year, and let's see if it allows him to do the things that Lord knows he wants to do, and of course everybody else wants to see him do.
Mark Grody is here in studio. He's going to be on the air at 6 o'clock. He is not on the clock. He is just holding it down, talking Bears at 6 o'clock, like we are doing here on Spiegel and Holmes. Seeing them be this aggressive, I'm happy. Like, this feels like a good day for the Bears as an organization. How much influence do you think Ben Johnson has had since becoming this team's head coach?
Man, I mean, I'd like to say or think that he's had some influence, Lawrence, but honestly, it was so obvious what the Bears needed to do. And maybe it was Ben Johnson that told them it's possible, that said, when he was talking about Carolina at the combine, maybe that was him talking to Ryan Poles.
Saying, hey, we can make changes on the offensive line and be ready and up and running immediately if we do things right.
They did exactly what he said they could do at the combine, which is pretty amazing when you talk about things that actually are said and then are translated. Ben Johnson said it's possible for the Bears to get three new offensive linemen, and they did. So, in other words, I think that this is probably one of those years that I would allow Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson, I would allow them to get away with saying this was definitely a project in which we all worked together on. Now, going forward,
yeah,
I do believe that as time goes on, as Ben Johnson gets used to what's going on and gets more respect and more power, that he will have a say. But I think this was just so obvious that I think that both Poles and Ben Johnson were probably in on it together.
They also re-signed a special teamer.
Tavarius Moore. Yes, and he did something last year. I think it was an onside kick, I want to say, that he either recovered. Something happened. I was literally just...
Okay.
I just recorded the podcast, and I thought in my head, he did something, and I forgot to look it up on my way from the podcast.
Yeah, against the Vikings, Grody.
Yeah, oh, it was against the Vikings?
Oh, okay.
And he recovered an onside kick, yes?
Oh, and gave them a chance to tie the game in overtime.
And then they lost it on a field goal in overtime to the mighty Minnesota
Great
Vikings.
Call. So there it is.
There you go.
So there's a special teamer who produced there. Also, Josh Blackwell back. I'm a fan of Josh Blackwell.
Huge. You talk about a guy that has bought... He reminds me a little bit of Sherrick McManus, like a guy who just really... Sherrick McManus, former Bears special teamer, Northwestern guy.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a guy, or is a guy, just from my conversations with him. He really likes being a special teams dude.
Yeah, like Rasheed Davis, like Lawrence's buddy Rasheed Davis.
Amen. I mean, there's been probably about a hand... Corey
Graham.
Corey Graham. Great all pro specialty. Josh Blackwell is one of those guys.
And also, Blackwell, when he had to fill in at nickel, was just fine.
Good enough, right? And like everybody, like what I want to see with the Bears on offense and defense is everybody find their places. You don't need Josh Blackwell playing 7 or 8 games during the season, but 1 or 2 games, that's fine. But this kind of lines him back up. But he is a terrific core special teamer. So he's one of those guys you should be happy to have back on the Bears.
Corey Graham, man.
Yeah.
That guy went out and had himself a career after he left the Bears.
Yeah, Baltimore, right?
Ravens?
Baltimore, yeah. And then Buffalo and Philly.
You know, it's funny. I remember...
Got himself 2 Super Bowls.
I think of him actually often because Mac and I, when we were doing the show and it was Lovey's defense here, we'd say, like, Lovey doesn't blitz much. The occasional Corey Graham, you know? And then we started referring to him as that. Hey, look, it's the occasional Corey Graham. Because every once in a while, Lovey would send him on a nickel blitz or something like that. He'd be like, oh, man, why doesn't he do that more often? Because Lovey didn't very much. He wanted to get pressure with the front four.
Would you like to feel old?
Too late.
This is the old show.
Corey Graham he stopped playing in 2018.
Okay. Does he have a son that's getting drafted?
He's only 39.
Oh, man.
He stopped playing 7 years ago.
Wow.
And he's only 39.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out to Corey Graham.
Guys like that usually play as long as they can. Like the special teamers that are holding on, hanging in there.
Get you 2 Super Bowls and a Pro Bowl, and you're out.
And speaking of guys that play as long as they can and guys making a lot of money, I don't know why this reminded me. But you showed me that video of Justin Fields. Where's that? Is he in Dubai?
He's in Dubai, and they're celebrating his $30 million guaranteed from the Jets. I probably would have taken less to stay with the Steelers if I were him.
It's not going
to
go well with the Jets. We all know that,
it's
right?
Really not, and that's why I would have done that. But I get it, and maybe he's totally got his priorities straight.
Well, I mean,
he's like, I'll just be an NFL guy. And I'll make a whole lot of money.
Well,
and
sure.
I'll travel the world.
I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo just signed to be the backup again for the Rams at like $11 million to just hang around in Los Angeles and be a backup. Justin's got a whole life. He's going to be an MVP at the bank. And he's still got a chance, obviously, to play and be an effective starter. But $30 million guaranteed, that's generational wealth for
100%.
That man and his descendants.
How about
Like him getting franchise tagged?
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it'd been 1 year of the tag.
Yeah, like and he didn't get the big quarterback contract that he was dreaming of, but now he just got $30 million guaranteed.
So now he's over $50 million for career earnings.
That's
congratulations.
Amazing.
Congratulations. Justin Fields.
Good dude.
Yeah. Joke's on all of us. Khalil Mack. 1 year, $18 million with the Chargers. What was all that Twitter stuff the Bears were doing, man?
See, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Playing games?
They were toying with my emotions.
Oh, here you go.
Toying.
You fell for it. 100%. Line and sinker.
I wasn't alone.
No, you weren't.
A lot of people did.
Just
great.
For the nostalgia. Look, I looked at Khalil Mack as a guy that would have been a nice, well, like, you got everybody in place. You have somebody opposite of Montez Sweat, and maybe the Bears do. And then you add Khalil Mack, not as the guy opposite of Montez Sweat. He did have the 17 sack season, last year, but the 4 years previous, single digit sack.
Had 6 in one game that season, too.
That's right. Oh, that's such a great point, too.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that helped. So I think he's more of a 6-7 sack Yannick Ngakoue type at this point.
Mark Rohde will be on at 6 o'clock tonight. His show is going to be excellent. Who you got on it?
It's going to be me, and then I'm going to have Chris Emma come down the hallway.
Let's
he's doing WBB. He's got three.
Walk on down.
That guy's got his own war room. Do you guys see the Chris Emma war room down there? He's got like 3 computers set up. I don't know what he's doing, but he's got 3 computers set up.
It really looks
good. He's the person who took down Twitter today. When we come back, Olin Krutz is going to join us to talk about Drew Dalman.
It's time.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the...
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Score.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.